Episode 3066, Stir Your Faith.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. Today is a time just to really stir up within you the blessings that God has before you. It's time to stir your faith. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by doubts, fears, or uncertainties that weigh down your spirit and weaken your faith in God? Don't give up on God. He is faithful, but this question remains, are you? Stir your faith. You know, one of the reasons most of us stay grounded in negativity is that if we aren't expecting something good, there won't be anything to be disappointed in life. We won't have to worry about it. Right? It'll be like, oh, well, you know, it's okay. I wasn't expecting it anyway. Think about Christmas. Oh, I just want this from Santa Claus. Surely Santa Claus will bring it. Oh, maybe there's really not a Santa Claus. Do you remember that internal struggle? Maybe you don't exactly remember it, but it's like, oh, well, you know what? If he's not really, he doesn't bring it. Oh, that's all right. I'll be okay. So let me ask you this. Do you struggle to trust in God's promises? In his presence and power and provision in the midst of challenges, circumstances, and celebrations? If so, my friend, you're not alone. But that also means that you should not use it as an excuse to build a wall and claim your territory here on earth your way. We do it though, don't we? We grab our flag and we say, I got this, God. And oh, wait, but then maybe a week, a year, 8 years later, we're like, oh yeah, thanks, Lord, for that. Now I see your hand in it. I don't know why I didn't see it before, but oh, okay, thanks. Thanks for being good to me. And then you go on your merry way. Hebrews 11, verse 6 says this, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Notice that faith is not just a nice accessory for your life, but a crucial component of your relationship with God. The key word is relationship. That's why he sent his son, Jesus Christ, so we can have a relationship with God. Not so, oh wait, we have to go through five people to get to God. You got a direct red line to him, my friend. Are you using it? But then turn the tables. A lot of times we are harsh on ourselves, more so than we are on God. I can do better at being a mom. I can do better at being a sister or a dad or a brother. I didn't do my best here. What was my problem? I'm just not good enough. I shouldn't have spoken those words. What was I thinking? If I would have just kept my mouth shut. Stop doubting yourself so God can stir your faith. One thing I believe we harness is that God is an equal. Now, hear me out for a moment. And this is not in a direct sense, by the way, but because our earthly minds can't wrap our brains to comprehend any differently. Remember faith? Walk by faith, not by sight. If you were to take away all your senses and still believe, that's faith. I know when I thought about that, as I was writing some notes here before, I was like, oh, okay, I got to record this. I was like, wait a minute. If I was to take away all of my senses, not just my eyes, right? We talk about walk by faith, not by sight in the Bible. If I was just to take away my eyes, okay, well, I can't see it. But what if I was to take away my ears? My touch, right? The feeling. What about the taste? If I was to take care of all of those senses and say, poof, they're gone, no more, would I still believe? That, my friend, is faith. God can do anything at any point, but we judge based on our time, on our points. And I don't think we mean to do this directly, that God isn't equal. We do it indirectly, right? But this thought, this idea then becomes what stifles our faith and can eventually extinguish our faith. It puts the question mark, the doubts, which feed the fears. And if we don't like something, if we don't know something and we're fearful of it, we run the other direction. Fear of the unknown. We don't like darkness. Why? Because we can't see what's in the dark. If there was light, you wouldn't be afraid. You may not like what you see, but you wouldn't be afraid because you could see it. God deserves better from you. God deserves better from me. If you want to experience that the best is yet to come, you must stir your faith. When you accept Jesus Christ into your heart, you don't have to let your doubts lead your day or define your destiny, right? Your calling, what God placed within you, because it's only for you. Instead, stir your faith by remembering God's character and his promises. He will not let you down, but consider that it's by his standards, not yours. So what you want is not always what you get, right? But that's a report card we give him. Lord, you missed this part up, so fail, fail, fail. F needs to stand for faith, faith, faith. Look back on God's faithfulness for you in the past. What do you have to celebrate and be thankful for? When we review God's presence in our lives, our doubts can be radically transformed, drawing us to know him more. Also, it gives us the opportunity to praise him for his goodness and power that transcends our circumstances. And it reminds us that he is not limited by our doubts or fears. Can I get a hallelujah? Seriously, praise the Lord. And then, you know, we've got to respond to his invitation to pray and to seek his will every day. When you need to stir your faith, you can turn to God in prayer and seek his will, his guidance, and his comfort. You can also ask him to show you any areas of unbelief or disobedience in your life. And you can ask him to help you align your heart with his purpose and his priorities. This isn't easy, my friend, but it is possible. Because as we know, with God, nothing is impossible. My prayer for you, may God bless you and keep you, and make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Go out in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.